Thursday night, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, or Yud Gimel Tammuz, and we're learning Simen Nun Tes about good news and bad news. No, it's not a joke. What brachos to make? We're in the middle of Shachiyanu, actually. Atova Meit of Shachiyanu. Oh boy, Tova Meit if you make when it's a benefit for more than one person. If you buy a car, it's good for your whole household, so you make a Tova Meit.
So that's, I guess, what was said by Caleb, right?
We're talking about buying new things.
But I thought we said also you can
make or good news. When you make a Shekhinah on good news or buying new things, things that make you happy, things that excite you, and you make Shekhiyanu, so if there's someone else that's benefiting together with you from the Tova, then you make a Tova Meitiv. They both make a Tova Meitiv. No. Both him and the other people both make a Tova Meitiv. No. A Tova Meitiv Shekhinu is interchangeable. Depending on how many people are benefiting from the Tova. If a single person is benefiting from the Tova, it's Shekhiyanu. If more than one person, even if it's you and your wife, two people just got married, right? And he bought a car with his money and it's under his name, but he's going to make a Tova Meitiv if she drives. Right? The truth is, even if she doesn't drive, but he's going to drive her around now. So it's very good news. She's very excited about the car.
So when do you make it? Right after you buy it?
When you start using it. You could make it when you buy it. I assume it's like Shekhiyanu that our minig is to make it when we start using it, just like when we buy a suit. So we make the Shekhiyanu when we wear it, or fruit. Our minig is to make the Shekhiyanu when we eat it, not when we buy it. So I assume here it's the same, that you would make a Shekhiyanu when you start using it. Sif Yud, very interesting Sif. In Nostal Loba Maton, if they gave him a gift, Mavarach HaTova Ametiv. Because you automatically make, if someone gives you a present, even if you're one person, someone gives you a present, you make HaTova Ametiv. Why? Because two people benefited from this. She Tova Lo, this is weird. The Gamla HaNosein Tova, the giver also benefits. Because you get ki imze hamakabel who ani arei tova la nosen shesi koakum mishbarach litein litztaka. That's weird to me, because that's not a benefit. That's not.
Even though it may have been a gift that you're never ever going to use.
No, I don't know. What does that have to do with anything? If you get a gift you're never going to use, you're not going to make shechiyanu.
Right.
Because you're not excited about having it. You're going to put it up in your attic and hope the person never comes to visit you. And this is where it is. No, we're talking the chiddush, and what he's saying is that you'll make a tova meitiv based on the hana or the benefit, the tova that the nosein is getting. Because if you're an oni, he's giving staka, and if he's an oshir, then a lot of people would refuse a gift, and he's accepting graciously. Hopefully, he's graciously accepting the gift from you. So you're happy about that, and it's called you're benefiting from the gift also. The no saint is benefiting from the gift as the makabel is. So you would never end up making a shechiyanu by a no saint matana. You would make a tova meitiv.
Don't we asking only like a
ashir or isha
chashuva?
Look at the kiddushin. I guess for a bracha you don't need that madrega. To say it's actually worth money in the marketplace and it's considered shavah kesef, and I could be mekadesh and isha with that, I know that's only, as you say, by chashivas. But here it's just considered a benefit. It's still strange because the benefit is not, let's say you buy me a refrigerator, you give me a refrigerator, a gift. I mean, so my pleasure is from the refrigerator, your pleasure is from the fact that I took a gift from you. It's like not the same. Like it's a chiddush to me that you make a toiva meitiv. They're on different maslulim.
shouldn't both parties make?
Yeah, that's not the point. Yes, both parties will make. Okay. I'm sorry? No, you don't. Nope. Because you got a wife? Is that what you're asking? So there is a shayla if they should make shechiyanu. And one of the reasons for the minhag to wear a talis, but the poskim recommend that he should make a shechiyanu on the suit, assuming he has a new suit, so he should have in mind getting married also. He should make the shechiyanu at the chasana. So he should have in mind the chasana too. I think I saw once that as far as a retainment of chasana, he had a new talis, and he put it on under the chuppah, and he made a shechiyanu on the talis, and very obviously, had in mind the nesuah too. Well, so you're right. The poskim do say that because of that suffix of shechiyanu, why is it only a suffix? No, she also. I mean, why not Atova Meitiv? That's a good question.
Make a brach on her.
You mean, what good is a Shechiyonu? They should be making Atova Meitiv. I don't know. I have to do some research about that. What?
Well, make a brach on an intangible. Someone won an election, they became president of the country. Or they were promoted to Rav, or they became Rav Rishul. Or they became chairman of a corporate.
He's not happy about it. Now they're going to start digging into his past and drinking up all kinds of dirt about him. Yeah, he should make shechiyanu. If a candidate finds out that that last precinct tally comes in and NBC beats CBS by 13 seconds in predicting the winner of the election, he should make shechiyanu. Do we make shechiyanu probably? You predicted he won.
Chicago
Tribune, famous headline. Al Sforim Chadoshim Shekono Einem Bevorach Shechiyanu Vishum De Mitzvah Slav Lehonos Nitnu. So the excitement you feel, you know, you're looking, you're trying to get, I'm looking for a safe, if anybody knows, Shmaitzim of Vueris. I would make Shechiyanu if I ever found it, but it's out of print. But Taka, he says, you don't make a bracha, Shechiyanu on Sfarim, because the mitzvah's lovely on us. Al Dover Shein Choshev Chol Kach, it's just not that significant. Doing Choluk, I guess it's like a shirt. Somebody asked me about a shirt. I said, if you're excited about a shirt, then you should make Shechiyanu on it. If it gives you that rush of happiness, you have your Brooks Brothers shirt with the alligator face, whatever that is, so and you're happy about it, and you Taka feel happy, you should make Shechiyanu. There's no rule not to. Adarabim, a lot of times we make shechiyanu. I don't make shechiyanu for instance on new fruit. It does not. I'm totally untouched by it. It does. They usually taste horrible. And you have to sit there smiling. You're like, oh dear, I love star fruit. Oh, I just love star fruit. Okay. I don't make shechiyanu on new fruit. What? Not so. My wife, I there is one fruit. She comes up with something that I take a like. What?
Watermelon.
No, that Rosh Hashanah.
No, I'm saying
it, bro. Watermelon. I don't probably make shechiyanu on the peach for the first peach of the season. I make shechiyanu on. I like peaches, but these exotic fruit that they have to come up with. Minalayim is shoes. As I say, Menelayim also has another reason, because well, he says and below socks ain't levarich, even if you have gold toe socks, you know that it's like has a gold there. That's very exciting, those socks. I think I'm wearing now gold toe socks. That's better than green line. You know green line, the gold toe is like even a higher madrega than green. It's probably even a higher madrega than gold toe. My son knows all of this. My son tells me to buy it. Afilu money shesameach b'hem. You don't make shechiyanu. They're intrinsically insignificant, even if you have that pleasure from an honey. For Osher Godol, Shekono Kalim Chadoshim, Sheroi Libenoni, the Smoach Bohem, an average person would feel excited about it. Ela Shehula Oshro, and Chashuvim as we'll call Kach, it does nothing for him, it's just another toy. So he doesn't make Shechianu. Venus Mechbem Gamken Lo Yivarech. So it works both ways. It has to be something of some significance inherently, even if you're an oni and you finally got that box of toothpicks you always wanted. You don't make Shechianu. And the Asher will not make Shechianu if he's like untouched by it.
Money,
what, a gift? You earn money. You won the lottery. Well, the lottery would be Besuros Tovos. It wouldn't necessarily, I don't know if it would be.
Well, we said the other day, Yerusha.
Yerusha you make Shechianu on. You get a Yerusha. Or if you win the lottery, you would make Shechianu. We have to tell the winner. Maybe even Tova.
You should make a Tova
Meitiv,
right?
You should make a Tova Meitiv. Depends what he plans on doing with the money.
Assuming it's going to a joint account.
When do you make the money? With the Basura or when it hits the bank account? It's not real.
It sounds like the Basura Tova. It sounds like by the Basura. When you're talking about owning Chafetzim, like if someone tells you, okay, you say, honey, I finally decided we're going to buy a dishwasher. So I don't know, she wouldn't make Shechianu. That's not called the Besura Tova, I guess. You know, when you get it, she'll make the bracha when she'll get it. But if you hear, but if the person, we call up the winner of the sweepstakes, let her call it a lottery. Call up the winner of the sweepstakes. So the chayyur, that's a Shmua Tova. You should make a Shechianu then. Or make a Shechianu, or a Tova Meitiv, I guess. Yeah. Okay, we.
What is the timing? It's like you bought a new car 3 years ago and you forgot, you never made it.
So the poskim say if you still feel that sense of excitement and newness when you go in, then you can still make it. They do talk about an outer limit of a year, but I don't think that's a hard and fast rule. I think that's just a rule of thumb. I know by Chanukah Habayis they say up to a year. Because they assume that, you know, the newness rubs off. Like, you know, you go through a year, so you, I have a car for Sukkot, I have a car for Pesach, I have a car for Shavuos. You know, you get excited. You're still, like, excited about it. Once you're in the next cycle, so it's, deja vu. Okay, we'll stop.